Met Éireann forecaster John Eagleton says the current temperatures are among the hottest he's ever seen in his career. And as he's been telling Ocean FM News today, it will be getting hotter here as the day goes on.
These days from now till Saturday are the warmest days we've had in Ireland for many years, if not the warmest ever. We'll have to check that. We'll see at the end of the period. Temperatures in the Midwest today should hit the 30 mark. In the north, towards the northwest, probably 27, 28. Maybe it might get to 29. During the middle of the morning, they're already 25 degrees up in Sligo, so it'd only take a couple more degrees to get up to those levels. So it's an exceptionally warm. It's going to stay like that.
The high temperatures have led to a raft of warnings. The Irish Cancer Society is stressing the importance of using skin protection and of reapplying it regularly. Local authorities have been advising motorists that tar is boiling up on some roads, with road surface temperatures exceeding 44 degrees in places. Meanwhile, the Department of Agriculture has issued a red forest fire warning, its highest level. It's also warning of extreme fire risk for all areas where hazardous fuels exist. They're advising people not to light barbecues outside designated areas and to take extra care when disposing of cigarettes. Mick Power from Caolte says the current conditions would make it easy for fires to spread.
This year it's a little bit different given the heat that we've had and the vegetation dryness, which is a major problem. A little bit of a wind there as well, which makes it even more dangerous if a fire actually starts.
With the sunny weather, farmers are at their busiest, but even they too have been warned about the dangers of the strong midday sun when working outdoors. People are also urged to be cautious near water, as well as being careful not to waste water. Irish Water says it's monitoring levels amid reports more than 10,000 homes could be hit with restrictions in the Greater Dublin area. The good weather is forecast to last for the next week. Claire Mulcahy, Ocean FM News.